I'm like a kid. I'm so excited to see it. Because you know what's really cool, Dan, is I get to meet these sponsors, and entrepreneurs are awesome. They're willing to take risks. They're willing to put themselves out there. They're willing to stand up in front of the truck, believing that they can stop it. And they do crazy stuff. Most of it, in their mind, is well-calculated and isn't just taking risks. But these are the guys that get us to the moon. These are the guys that make big things happen.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Brian Barbuto, the CEO and founder of Razzle. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here with you, Dan.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the show, and I appreciate you taking time out to speak with us. We've been really looking forward to having you because Razzle is exactly what the Raising Cannabis Capital listeners are looking for, and it's an online investment platform for the cannabis industry. And before we jump into the specifics of how Razzle works, can you kind of quickly describe the cannabis investment landscape, specifically like the challenges that companies face trying to raise capital and investors face trying to find great companies?
Sure can. The industry, as we both know, is a new industry from the standpoint of its legalization in the states that it's legalized in. And the fact that it's not federally legal has a lot of investors worried about things like forfeiture. They hear stories about properties being seized and other things, and it makes them very nervous. So most of the challenge is awareness, understanding what the true landscape of the opportunity is and where the dangers lie. Investors, you know, they're looking for high rates of return. And the old adage that if it sounds too good to be true, it often is, have been scared away from the cannabis industry because, you know, the return potential is pretty staggering.
I know as an entrepreneur, sometimes it's really hard to explain a vision. And if you're talking to another entrepreneur, especially one with experience working with investors, you can help them package their message in a digestible fashion that somebody else can understand. I think that makes a big difference.
That's a very astute articulation of the reality and the challenge. And it's not too hard to tell the story when you're focused on the important part of the story to tell. Investors don't want to hear a lot of things that don't have anything to do with the security, the risk, the return, the competition, the market share potential. What is the market share? What is your direct experience in history that gives you the ability to navigate the ship forward to its ultimate success? By getting into the history, we can build the foundation for why these particular leaders of this enterprise are the right leaders to lead this project forward. And then getting into the financial metrics and understanding the details and the model, where the revenue is and what the barriers to entry are, and it unfolds things in a way that the investor has the confidence to believe that this is a real opportunity that's going to generate the returns that have been forecasted.
Take a step back and walk us through the process. If a company is raising capital and wants to be on the Razzle platform, how do they go about it?
So first step, they're directed to our customer care department. And the customer care department is responsible for getting an application completed that allows us to do an SEC and FINRA compliance check. It's a bad actor screening to make sure that the individuals who have greater than 19.9% ownership in the enterprise haven't had a violation with either SEC or FINRA. From there, we sign a preliminary engagement contract, which includes a mutual non-disclosure. And once that's signed, they provide us with everything they've got, their deck, their financial model, the bios, anything and everything that they've got that tells their story, we're going to comb through. Each of the different segments of the business are broken down and evaluated by different team members here. Once we've got through that, then we execute a contract in representing the sponsor. We help them retool their presentation material. Each of the team members is very engaged with them, helping them through the process of kind of tuning up their presentation. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into the investment marketplace and it goes live. Then we start the marketing campaign. We then look at who they are and what they have to sell. And we come up with what we think is the most appetizing presentation of that particular offering, and we start a social media and advertising campaign around that investment opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Simultaneously, every time we have an event, we have anywhere from 50 to 100 new investors come to the event, anywhere from 50 to several hundred that engage online through Zoom, and then we start marrying up the relationships. And
God, that's got to make you feel great.
oh, I'm like a kid. I'm so excited to see, because you know what's really cool, Dan, is I get to meet these sponsors, and entrepreneurs are awesome. They're willing to take risk. They're willing to put themselves out there. They're willing to stand up in front of the truck, believing that they can stop it. And they do crazy stuff. Most of it in their mind is well calculated and isn't just taking risk. But these are the guys that get us to the moon. These are the guys that make big things happen.
Oh, it's inspiring. I say this all the time. My favorite part about this show is I get off the interview and I'm just so excited because the person that I'm talking to is excited. It's contagious. It's
It is.
great.
Yep, agreed.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
Two main components of the prize is $25,000 investment at minimum into the company, and then really the big prize is your ability to develop a cannabis product with the Clear and really develop that product to a place where we can put it on shelves. And that's really the big springboard is the ability to put that product in front of consumers and see how it does.
Tune in on Sunday to hear Rick Battenberg from Clientele Capital Management Group and their $25,000 cannabis pitch competition. And now let's get back to today's show. Before we wrap up, I want to just let you talk a little bit more about your events. Is there a schedule on the event?
Yeah, best way to seek out our event schedule is just go to Razzle.com, click the event button. It'll take you to a calendar, which will describe the events and who will be at the events and what the tenure of the event is all about. We hold a number of different types of events. We have investor spotlight events, just one sponsor, deep dive. We have B2B networking events where we'll have 5 to 6 sponsors get up and talk about their financial needs and what they're looking for in terms of a raise. And then we have other collaborative networking events that aren't held here in our office that are remote in Los Angeles, Burbank, San Diego, et cetera, getting ready to try to move that further across the US. We try to make sure that events provide the kind of, let's say, substance that when people leave, they're satisfied that they got what they were looking for.
Well, that's great. I'm going to have all your information in the show notes, and we'll also have it on mjbulls.com. So if anybody's interested in, you know, for our listeners, you really should check out the website. We didn't have a chance to talk about, but you have a very, very comprehensive service directory and your news feed. The articles in the news feed are just real relevant, and it's a great source of information, even if you're not an investor or even if you're not a company looking for investment. It's a great source for information. Brian, I appreciate you being on the show today. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Dan. And I want to tell you, you're doing a great job for the industry, and I enjoy your podcast a lot.
Thanks a lot. We'll have you on again.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.